This is Weekend Breakfast.
There's something that needs to be addressed on this show. Now, this is what I don't like. It's very important to remember that you judge yourself on your intentions. Mm. And because you don't know anyone else's intentions, you end up judging them by their actions instead, which is a very unfair
way
to start throwing around the judgy stick. So I'd just like to put that out as a premise. I can't believe the backlash that we've received over the last week, the anger.
Can I just say, we didn't receive it, you did.
I can't believe the people that have been throwing shade my way over a very nice comment and me trying to sort of provide Australia with a bit of a life hack. There are people out there who are already doing this. I'm the spokesman for this sort of
activity. I don't think anyone else is doing this.
Plenty of people doing it. Mm-hmm. And it was up to me to share, because I've received such positive results on dates, sharing this information, an instant upload from a 4-star man into a 5-star man. Being well travelled.
I think you might be like a 2.5 and it maybe took you to a 3.
Hurtful. This is what happened last week on the show. Technically, when someone says, what countries have you been to? Traditionally, you'll just say the countries that you've stayed in for multiple days.
Right.
Maybe a hotel, maybe you've had some experiences. Instantly right now, also start including all the airports that you've stopped
over. Oh, this is the hack. You can't. That's, you've not been there.
You have been there.
Okay.
It's the layover of love. Great idea.
Nah.
Great idea. I'm talking about, say you went to Italy for the summer. Obviously, you're going to have to stop over in the plane in Dubai or somewhere.
Yes.
When you come back, someone will ask, what countries have you been to? You say Italy and Dubai.
Mm-mm.
You've doubled your countries. You're a well-traveled
person.
But you
haven't
been. You've been there.
But you haven't been there. You've been to the airport, which is like no man's land.
I've been to Dubai. I've been in the area of Dubai.
No.
This is where you're wrong. If someone says, what have you seen? You can't say Dubai because you haven't seen Dubai, but you have been there.
I don't think that's very funny. But I don't think you have been to Dubai. I think you've been to the airport, which means you have not been to Dubai. It's disrespectful to people who are from Dubai to be like, I went there. Because it's like, well, you didn't go there because you didn't see the country. You didn't see people. You didn't have that experience.
I can say hand on heart right now, anyone who's had a layover at the Perth airport, being a Perth born and bred person, please say you've been to my town. It's great.
But they haven't been to the town. They've been to the airport, which is basically purgatory. Like every airport is purgatory. It's like just nowhere.
Look, the great thing about
Perth is a great city.
It is a great city. And to be honest, the airport reflects that.
No, the airport doesn't reflect Perth.
It does.
God, I'm going to hit you.
Look, don't do that.
I know. God, I don't want to be in HR again.
Look, someone said, I've been to Beijing. I've been to Dubai, Istanbul, Addis Ababa, actually. And the interesting thing about Addis Ababa and Ethiopia. And this actually wasn't, I didn't even get into the airport. The plane just touched down.
No, you haven't been there.
No, they let some people off the plane. I saw outside, great airport, a little bear at Ethiopia, a little bear
from my experience. Because it's you, went to the airport.
Beijing, very busy. Long lines, interesting food, a lot of people.
That's because that's what every airport is like.
131060. I'd like to clear my name.
Tanya and Lakey want to know, is it a thing?
131060. Are you also using this great travel hack? You've been to the airport. It's just been a sneaky layover, maybe a couple of hours in Kuala Lumpur. That's enough to warrant a conversation saying that, yes, you've been to Malaysia.
You haven't been! You went to the airport.
It's technicalities.
No, it's not.
I don't know why you're not getting on board because you're a well-travelled lady and you've been to airports and you can instantly upgrade the
passport. I wouldn't.
You can.
I've been to like Singapore, but I've never been to Singapore. I've been to the Singapore airport in a layover. To Singapore.
No, I find that fascinating. And tell me more about your Singapore journey because
I went to duty free.
Great. Awesome. Tell me what was in there.
I bought an overpriced Dior blush.
Fascinating. I heard Singapore's a little overpriced. So
stop it! This is so annoying. It's not a thing, Lakey. Honestly, I don't even want to do this.
I think people out there on 131060, safe space. You can remain anonymous if you're afraid to cop the backlash on social media like I have been all week. Where are my peeps at? Where are my well-travelled gang? Are you including the airports in your travel destinations? 131060, we'll get into it next.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Two people who wear their heart on their sleeve, both were very well-travelled, been to many countries in their time, and you're only as strong as the last country you've been to. For me, that's Kuala Lumpur.
You stopped over at Kuala Lumpur.
Yeah.
You didn't go there.
And shout out to everyone who's streaming from Malaysia. Very nice people there. I can vouch for that because I've seen a lot of Malaysians at the Kuala Lumpur airport and the service was second to none.
What, duty free or getting McDonald's?
Both.
Not been to Kuala Lumpur.
Look, for those who listened last week, there was absolute uproar when I said this. Technically, when someone says, what countries have you been to? Traditionally, you'll just say the countries that you've stayed yes. in for multiple days,
right.
maybe a hotel, maybe you've had some experiences. Instantly right now, also start including all the airports that you've stopped over.
Oh, this is the hack. Well, you can't. You've not been there.
You have been there.
Okay.
It's the layover of love. What do people not understand about the meaning of have you been somewhere? Was I physically within the vicinity of Dubai? Yes, I was.
Yes, but you haven't really been there. You know, I stayed.
What is really? Honestly, it's a very subjective word.
No, it isn't. I stayed in Washington for a night because, you know, something happened with the plane. And I still don't say I've been to Washington, even though I spent a whole day there.
You're missing a golden opportunity. And you've piqued my interest.
I feel like I can't talk about it. I can't be honest. I'd rather be honest.
Hypothetically, if we were on a date, you said you've been to Washington, the conversation isn't going to go deep into the politics and the layout of the structural landscape of Washington. I'll just say, what did you think of Washington? You've technically been in the Washington area. You've got some sort of opinion of the Washington airport.
No real traveller is going to say or count the airports.
I think Eric from Victoria begs to differ. Hello, Eric. Well-travelled man, I assume?
Yes, I am. Definitely agree. And let's just apply logic to this situation and discussion. What does it say on your passport?
Yes. Thank you.
Eric,
I've got
the
stamp.
Are you Lakey's personal friend or something? Because that's crazy to me.
I'm just wondering, what does it say on your passport? Where have you been? It's stamped by law.
Yeah, Istanbul.
No, but...
Istanbul, and thank you to the security guard checking my laptop at the Istanbul
airport.
No, Eric,
you've not been there. You've, like, been...
Well, the governments of the world think you've been there.
Yeah, thank you. Can't argue with the government.
He makes a great point. Eric, I want to be mad, but well done. Touché.
Tell in Sydney, 131060. What do you think? It's a thing, you including the layovers and the airport stopovers as the countries you've been to on your list?
That's not a thing.
Yes.
No way. That's
right.
Rubbish. I've been to Tijuana, but it doesn't mean I've been to Mexico.
Oh, interesting. Well, in my world, I think you have, and it's a very interesting story. Instantly, I think Tell, well-travelled Tijuana Tell, they may call you from time to time, instantly more of a hit with the ladies, more of a fun conversationalist. People are going to be intrigued by you,
yeah,
Tell, if you start telling
hasn't...
people you've been to Tijuana. Technically, you have.
Tijuana is not Mexico. Tijuana is not Mexico. It's just an American version of Mexico. Mm. But and so I don't include that I've gone to Mexico. Mm. Any layover is not going into a country. No way. That's not a thing.
Thank you. Tell.
Very disappointing.
Logical, man.
Obviously, Tell hasn't been many places. That's the thing. You find with less travel
people. I think
he sounds
really traveled,
no,
actually.
You find with less travel people, they're a bit more close-minded. So it doesn't doesn't surprise me.
Kat, honestly.
In Queensland.
Oh, no, God.
In Queensland, 131060. Hello. What countries have you been to? Where have you prospered?
Well, I've been to quite a few places. I'm actually a travel agent and I count them all the time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So do my co-workers and we tell people to count them.
Wait.
Yes.
But no. Okay, it's worse because you're a travel agent. So people come in and they go, oh, I really want to go to Thailand. You've done a layover and you go, oh, can't recommend it enough. I've been. It's great.
But sometimes the airport is a destination. Have you been to Singapore Airport?
Yes.
Have you been to Phuket Airport?
Yes.
Have you done those things?
Yeah. But that's not... you're saying that's
you haven't
experience?
Lived until you spent 5 hours overnight at Phuket Airport.
But you actually are physically in the country because the address on the airport is in that country, so therefore you have hit the land. Mm. If you're sitting on the plane, that's a different thing. Sorry about your Addis Ababa.
Addis Ababa. No, I've seen a lot of the landscape. I've definitely been there.
No.
But you didn't get off the plane. So if you're off the plane, you're on the land. So that's when you can count it.
But you can't really, Kat. And as a travel agent, that's crazy.
No, I think that's a great business strategy. And you can see sort of a couple on their honeymoon. Can I recommend Fiji? And you know what's great for couples? Hong Kong duty free.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
I've got a pesky dog, a pesky dog downstairs, and I don't know what to do with him. I need the thoughts of the country kind of soon on 131060.
Kind of soon? What are you going to do to that dog? Don't you do anything to that dog.
No.
Can I have my music, please?
Jesus.
Hi, welcome to Tanya's psychic segment. I'm Tanya, I'm an amateur psychic, and on 131060 I will give you a psychic reading, obviously for free, because I'm still learning and my strike rate isn't great.
No, I've actually gone through back through the archives, and you're operating at a 19.3% at this point in time.
But sometimes it's
actually
hard.
Almost statistically impossible to get that many wrong answers.
Stop getting into my chakra and destroying the energy. Yeah. So, did you know it was a once-in-a-century eclipse that took place across Australia last night with the blood moon?
Well, I see.
Everyone was living for it. And, you know, a blood moon is a great time to put your crystals out and recharge them. And a lot of people had, you know, letting go ceremonies last night, recharging the crystal parties. I couldn't do that because I was dedicated to coming in and doing the show, and also Orange is the New Black was on. But I've got my chakra bracelet on. I've done some Reiki this morning. I've got my dream catcher in the studio. I've got two toe rings on, and I'm ready to do some psychic readings, obviously for free.
Well, I mean, it seems...
I can't guarantee the quality.
Yeah, I'm sure you can guarantee some sort of quality, because it seems like conditions are perfect for a psychic reading today.
If there's ever going to be a great time, it's now.
Yep.
Blood moon is in my favour.
Mercury is in... Gatorade, whatever it is.
Retrograde. It's not actually in retrograde, not at the moment. Oh,
interesting.
No.
Okay.
Mercury's in Gatorade.
What are we doing this week?
What's going to psychically tell people their favourite sport or sport of choice.
Fascinating, because sport is not your strength.
I don't know anything about sport. That's how psychic I am.
Okay.
I'm going to channel the moon, and it's really going to work in everyone's favour today. 131060, free psychic reading.
I see. I mean, you must have a sport in mind, obviously, so you can give off the psychic vibe too, Tanya, I'm assuming. They must know the sport.
I ask one question and I know. It's a gift.
Fascinating stuff. All right, let's see if Tanya truly is psychic and can up that 19.3% to over 1 in 5.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Who could have expected 7, 8 weeks ago when this happened?
I think your car is grey.
Oh, my God. How did you know that?
It's not psychic, Emma. It's white.
My gosh, you are so psychic.
Yes! I'm a psychic!
Since when does a couple of flips of the coin
turn into a psychically.
An 8-week-long segment of psychic reading?
People love it. People want it. I get so many DMs about it. And can you please stop with your negativity in my psychic space? And it's more psychic today because the blood moon is really working in my favour. A lot of people take their crystals out to recharge the blood moon. A lot of people do ceremonies
Interesting.
In the blood moon. Very spiritual.
So what does the blood in the moon sort of do to make things more spiritual?
You know what? I don't know. But that's because I read things on a spiritual level, not a literal level.
Oh, I see.
And also I don't quite know, but on 131060 I'm doing some psychic readings.
Hello, Joanne in Sydney.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
Just come through the beaded curtains, enjoy the incense. I got it from Tree of Life.
Feels good.
Now, I get to ask one question.
Yep.
Before I guess, no, psychically tell you, psychically, your favourite sport or sport of choice. And do you have one, like one that sticks out in your mind?
Yes.
Okay. Ooh, okay. Do you like going outside, Joanne?
Not really.
I was going to say it's tennis.
Mm. Unfortunately, you're wrong.
No, but I was going to say it was tennis.
She was going to say that, Joanne.
I was going to say it was tennis, yes. But it's actually, just give me a second, I just need to connect in. Stop looking at me with your judgmental, doubting eyes, Lakey. It's indoor cricket.
No, unfortunately, you're wrong again.
I was going to say indoor cricket. And what
of course you were.
What is it, Joanne?
It's soccer.
Soccer. It's indoor soccer.
Yeah.
Is it indoor soccer?
No, just general soccer.
Yes, general soccer, yes.
Always good when the clue actually runs in the opposite direction to the sports physical location.
It's very hard.
That's bound to mix up a psychic vibe.
There's something wrong with the phone line. Sorry about that, Joanne.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. That's all right.
That's why it's free. Okay.
Bumps us down to 17.8% for those playing along at home. Angela in Queensland.
Angela.
Hi. Morning.
Morning. How's your chakra feeling?
Good.
Feeling connected.
Good. Right on point. Yeah?
Excellent. All right. Get yourself some kinesiology. I feel like that's something you need just psychically. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Also, you have kids, right?
I certainly do.
Mm, and it's not just because I heard them in the background that I psychically knew it. Mm. Okay, ask one question, and that is, do bats interest you? Do you like a bat, like a physical bat? Not a flying bat?
No,
I knew that. Mm. That's because you're a netball girl.
No, definitely not.
A soft no would have been just fine for Tanya.
What is it, Ed?
You want to know what sport? Mm.
Yes.
I'm surrounded by three young boys, so it's AFL.
It's AFL. Yes, that was the next one. Yes, good one.
Go Moreton Bay Lions.
Yes, Moreton Bay. Get around them. Okay.
Thank you.
That was hard.
16.5%.
Shut up. Okay, Ashley.
Hello.
Ashley, you live in Orange.
Yep.
Do they still have that all-you-can-eat Pizza Hut out there?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
That's a good time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you just don't eat for the day and you go to all-you-can-eat Pizza Hut.
I used to live in Bathurst and used to drive to Orange just to have that Pizza Hut. It's a good time. Now, psychically, sure. Let's not talk about pizza, let's talk about psychic things. The blood mood's working in my favour today and I don't even need the question.
Okay.
For some reason, I want to say like baseball or t-ball or softball.
No, I am not coordinated at all for that.
What do you do? What are you into?
Well, I actually play netball.
Damn it! Yeah, I got you and the caller before you confused. And also, to be honest with you, the pizza threw me and that was why I got all of them wrong. Jesus.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Well, I can't believe this, the backlash that I received this week over something that I said last weekend.
Deserved, in my opinion.
Really?
Ooh. She's rough.
Very hurtful.
Well, you know, the blood moon's out and I'm feeling my spiritual vibes and my spirit says, just say how you feel, Hennessy.
All right, well, that'll be happening after 8 o'clock.
Can I tell you, when something comes along and you go, why wasn't this invented earlier?
Mm.
This has happened and I'm like, oh. Lyft, which is a budget Uber in America. It's basically Uber, but it's like, like the off-brand.
Yeah, I think I've seen that. L-Y-F-T.
Yes.
Yeah, little spin-off version of Uber. Yeah, sure.
They have built in to the app. Oh, God. Do we have like a hallelujah sort of, bit of audio, or maybe you could just do it?
I've got just a ticket.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
They have built in a Zen mode, which means that lets drivers know that you don't want to talk. Are you kidding me? How convenient is that?
That's great.
How has this not been invented earlier?
This needed to be incorporated into the Uber system, into the cab system as well.
Oh, yeah, okay. And here's another sort of few I'd like to invent or put the Zen system into,
okay.
The Zen mode into. What about when you're at work and you're desperately trying to get something done and people keep coming to talk to you or even if they're just in the vicinity, like Zen mode, don't talk to me.
Yeah, no.
And you feel like a jerk, but you're like, I'm trying to get something done. And I, strangely enough, am at work to do the work so I can get home from work to do nothing.
Funny, yeah.
Also, I'd like to put the Zen mode in when you are looking for furniture at Domain or some sort of, furniture shop and they're like, hey, can I help you? And they've got to get their sales up and you're like, leave me alone.
And they're like,
anything else I can help you with?
Yeah.
Are you looking at this table? Do you want to sit on this table?
Mm.
Would you like to have a meal at this table to see if you like it? No. Zen mode. Shut up.
Yeah.
What about when you sit next to someone who's overly chatty on a plane?
Yeah.
Zen mode. How good would that be? You press a button and it lets everyone know not to talk to you?
Yep.
When you're at the shops, and you know how they've got those little like bays in the middle of the shops, like they're not shops themselves, but they go, hey, would you like to buy
the cold sellers sort of thing? Yeah.
Yeah. Or like, have you thought about donating all your money to this charity? Zen, no thanks, don't talk to me.
No.
You try not to make eye contact, but they find a way.
Yeah. You see the lanyard from 100 meters away, you try and walk across the street, they follow you.
And they go, can I just ask you a quick question? And you're engaged and then you're stuffed and then you're donating $1,200 a month to them.
Yeah.
When you get a facial, Zen mode, See, when you book it, they should say to you, hey, with this facial, would you like to be spoken to? Zen mode for this one. Don't talk to me.
That's good. I get a massage every Friday.
A massage.
Sometimes they'll just be chatting the whole time.
Why?
Let me Zen out.
I'm here. It's like sometimes you pay like $120 for a massage. Mm-hmm. That's a lot for an hour. And they're like, how was your week? And you're like, I'm here to forget about my week. I don't want any of this. Do you find it ironic that I want a Zen mode for everything and don't want to talk to anyone, considering I'm paid for a living? So many people would like to put me on Zen mode.
This is Weekend Breakfast.